Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast. Welcome to 2023. I hope it's an excellent year for all of us. The first episode is going to be reflecting on something that happened right towards the end of 2022. Just a quick little explainer. I'll be talking about the abolition of the AAT, that's the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. I acknowledge that I'm recording this podcast on the traditional lands of the Ngunnawal, Ngunnawal and Ngambri people, and I pay my respects to their elders past and present, and those who are emerging. I acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded. The AAT is one of those TLAs, that's right, a three-letter acronym. It stands for the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. They look at all sorts of things, decisions that have been made by the government, things like workers' comp for Commonwealth employees, NDIS payments, things like child support, visas, veterans' entitlements, and things to do with migration in general and asylum seekers. So a really broad area that they made decisions in. Now, while it sounds like they're a court, they're not a court. It's just one of those weird legal things that the government sets up to make things that look a whole awful lot like courts and affect your rights in a very similar way, but aren't courts. They're an administrative body, but between you and I, we can say that they exercise a quasi-judicial function. So a lot like a court, basically. And I think that that's how their decisions would feel to the people who are involved. Very binding and very life-changing for some people. So the criticism of the AAT is that the way that people have been appointed to the court has been political, and that's a criticism that I don't know whether it's a fair criticism or not. Every government has popped in its own appointees there, and it really comes down to something that we talked about in an earlier episode of the podcast. That was season 2, episode 36, where I talked about the appointment process for judges in the Australian Capital Territory. Now, all around Australia, people are undergoing merit-based appointments for these positions. It's something that hasn't always been done, but it has evolved. So the thought is that the AAT's positions were not always merit-based. They might have been who you knew, and it led to people on there being not qualified legally at all. And while we've said it's not a court, the way that decisions are made are supposed to follow principles that courts often have to follow, or nearly always, I would say, natural justice and, you know, working according to proper processes. So those are the reasons that are put forward by the Attorney General for abolishing the AAT and replacing it with something else. Maybe you think that is a good thing, maybe you don't. If you're like me, you might be thinking, ooh, why didn't they just start doing merit-based appointments? That could have meant not getting rid of the whole thing. But honestly, because I've never really had to appear in the AAT except for once or twice, sort of filling in for other lawyers, and I've never had clients affected by it, I really can't tell you how I thought it was operating. What I do know is that it was a merger of three separate bodies, and so behind the scenes it had three separate administrative systems running in there. So that doesn't sound like it would be easy or efficient, but I didn't work there and I haven't really appeared before it, so I don't really have a horse in this race. So this episode has been really short and sweet, just wanting to get you up to speed on what all this means. Basically, a new body is going to be put together to make the kind of decisions that I referred to before. Things like National Disability Insurance Scheme payments, veterans' entitlements, Commonwealth personal injury. Sorry, I was about to say superannuation, but that was a slip of the tongue, obviously. And things like migration and asylum seeker decisions. So big things to the people involved, really big things. But maybe by the time you listen to this, you will know more than I do. There might be news that crops out before the end of 2022, which is when I'm actually recording this. Anyway, I think it's important that we know what these things mean, because anything that sounds quasi-legal, anything that involves an attorney general criticizing a big decision-making body, it can make you scratch your head a bit and think, well, can I trust the decisions that are being made? I would say generally yes, and I would also say the Attorney General might have gone a little bit too far in what he said about the AAT. While he's talking about political appointments, I think maybe some of the digs he was having should have been kept to himself. They were more the sort of digs that would be made politically rather than the ones you would hope to hear from the Attorney General, who has a really strong interest in upholding everyone's view of the legitimacy of decision-making bodies in Australia, primarily courts. But as we said, this is a quasi-judicial body, and I reckon most members of the public don't know the difference. So if it looks like this is dodgy, and if that's the way he's making it sound, I think a lot of people would feel worried about whether they can trust the courts. In my view, really important that we can trust the courts, have some confidence in the merit-based appointment system, and have some confidence that lawyers, while sometimes seen as other than this by the public, we have to uphold the rule of law. We swear an oath or give an affirmation when we start acting as lawyers, when we're signed in onto the roles by our Supreme Courts. And by and large, lawyers are people who are very thoughtful, professional, and want to make a positive difference. I know they're portrayed differently on telly, and sometimes you only see reports about the bad lawyers, but I can assure you very sincerely and with a lot of experience under my belt that it's the case that courts, lawyers, they're pretty trustworthy. Thank you so much for listening. You might be able to hear my little cat purring in the background. I feel very lucky that I get to record this and also have a cat pal hanging about. Just like in 2022, 2023's offerings are going to be sporadic. I need to work around a study load, and also one episode a week was a huge effort, so giving myself a little bit of slack on the line. I hope you found this informative. I hope your new year is starting off okay. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Not Just a Lawyer podcast.